House Bill 4318 would establish continuing education requirements for health and mental health professionals to increase knowledge and recognition of mental health issues faced by veterans. The requirements would apply to many different types of professionals that work with veterans, such as registered nurses, social workers, and chiropractors. Delegate Barbara Fleshour says that the main focus of the bill is to make sure these professionals properly know how to deal with these issues.
We have more veterans committing suicide in the United States than are killed by combat. This is a health condition. This is a mental health condition. I think when you die of something, that means it's a health condition. And not only that, members of this committee, including me, have had suicide in their family that is not veterans. And our physicians and our counselors and we don't know how to handle that.
The bill designates that the Cabinet Secretary of the West Virginia Department of Veterans Assistance will work with the boards in charge of the applicable professionals to determine the curriculum of the requirements and the number of hours of credit to provide to each. The Cabinet Secretary may also make recommendations to the legislature for additional professions whose patients and clients could benefit from the continuing education required. Chairman of the committee, Richard I. Quintus, says that the bill is needed because, according to the legislature's findings, most veterans do not seek the help that they need in this area.
A lot of times it's hidden from the family, but sometimes it's hidden from the soldier himself. He refuses to receive treatment, and we want the medical professionals to be able to ask, have you ever had these type of thoughts, in hopes of saving some lives. If they know somebody in their family that loves them, it would help us to recognize that some people need the mental help that they have to get, and they can either get it through the state or the federal government. And
the bill was approved by the committee and moves on to government organization. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.